We're joined here at Robin Hood Radio today by Carl Andrus, who is the artistic director at the Sharon Playhouse right here in Sharon, just around the corner from us. And he's rather excited and ready to talk about the 2025 season. Welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I'm thrilled to speak with you today.
We were talking just before we started this interview about the season, which doesn't kick off until actually in June. However, there is one event which becomes the official, according to what I've been told, on the 31st of this month.
That's correct. We spring into our season of legends, laughters, and thrills on May 31st with our Spotlight Gala, our annual gala, which opens up the season, opens up our campus, and this year we are thrilled to be honoring the legendary Emily Sell, our current board president, but she's been a resident of Sharon for the last 30 years and has been involved with the Playhouse almost as long, and she is really just an incredible, incredible person and a lot of fun to work with, and we just thought it was really appropriate to honor her this year at our gala, which will feature sort of our whole campus being used at that time. We have sort of a three-tier event that night. First, we have a seated dinner in our Bach Gallery, and which we have some fundraising activities going on there. And then there's a cocktail party on our patio with past hors d'oeuvres and live music. And then there's the option to come and see the show, which is a live performance featuring soloists as well as a cast of six local talented singers and dancers and a band of four people live on stage performing a variety show at 8 o'clock that night. So it's going to be a whirlwind event and very exciting and a thrilling way to kick off what we hope to be a really thrilling season at the Sharon Playhouse. There are tickets available. You just go to our website, SharonPlayhouse.org, and it's right there on our homepage. You can find out everything you need to know about the season. And if you click on the events word at the top of our menu, that shows you everything that's going on, including the Spotlight Gala.
It's a few weeks between the gala and the first play. What happens in that period of time between the two?
That is a period in which we are beginning rehearsals and building the scenery and getting everything together for that first production, which kicks off on opening night of June 20th. Mm-hmm. And that show is called Million Dollar Quartet, which we are thrilled to be presenting. It's that foot-stomping musical hit that brings together four rock and roll legends that I think you've heard of: Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins. And that's based in historical fact of a legendary jam session that simply made history. And you meet these characters at the very beginning of their careers.
Now, this show goes on
June 20th all the way through July 6th. And I want to tell everybody, this year we are going to have a performance on July 4th at 4 p.m. So there is something to do in Sharon at the Sharon Playhouse to see this really rockin' good time show on July 4th.
And that'll be to celebrate the 249th birthday of the country.
That's right.
So
that
means next year we'll expect a lot more, though. Real pizzazz.
We're planning for it. We feel the pressure. But something else that's interesting that is going to go on June 28th is our Sharon Playhouse Giving Day. It's Sharon Playhouse Day that was named by the governor a number of years ago, and we are claiming that day as the Sharon Playhouse birthday. And we're going to have a very busy campus that day because we will have two performances of our first youth stage production called Sharon Playhouse Stars, where our youngest little performers perform probably the cutest 20 minutes you'll ever see in your life, for two performances that morning. And then we'll have two performances of Million Dollar Quartet that Saturday. And in between, we're going to have some activities on our campus to celebrate the Sharon Playhouse. And we're really looking forward to that day. So there will be more about that on our website and in communications to come. But keep an eye out for June 28th.
June 28th. Okay. Now, what follows? We've got a whole summer to fill up. So what's next on the stage?
So right after Million Dollar Quartet, we While we are in production working on our big next musical, Annie, which will feature a cast of 28 people of local performers as well as performers from New York and beyond, where we will have two youth stage productions happening on our main stage. First up in July, on the 11th and 12th, will be Disney's Finding Nemo Jr., which is going to be very exciting. It's a nice big musical for the whole family. And then following that on July 19th will be our play called The Great Amusement Park Mystery that is penned by local favorite and Sharon Playhouse education director Michael Baldwin. So that's going to be a lot of fun for our young actors. And then we will quickly turn around and get the theater all gussied up to present Annie. And this production of Annie will be directed by myself and choreographed by Christina Recivi and music director by Eric Thomas Johnson. And we're the team who brought you The Prom last season. So we're gearing up together to bring this family favorite to the Olsen stage for the first time. This is the first time a production of Annie will appear on the Olsen stage in the Sharon Playhouse. So we're very excited and proud of that, and happy that we get to share the optimism of tomorrow, as they say.
Tomorrow, yes.
As
That's
the song
a
says.
busy July, and so then that's going to spin out into another busy month, I imagine.
Yes, well, so that plays through August 10th, and then during the run of Annie, on the set of Annie, will be another youth stage performance called Kids Cabaret, which will be an original cabaret performed by more of our youth stage company members. That is, we just began doing the cabaret last season, and it's a wonderful, wonderful morning presentation that people will really enjoy. And I encourage people to come on August 2nd to see the Kids Cabaret. And then following that will be 101 Dalmatians Kids, which is another exciting youth production that we will have going on August 16th, while we are in rehearsals for the next main stage show, which is a play called Sylvia. But before we get to Sylvia, we're introducing a new program in our youth stage company this year, and it's called the Launchpad Company, which is a pre-professional program that has been created by Michael Baldwin in honor of Mary Graff, who was a great supporter of the Playhouse. And this is a new program that features teens from 15 to 20 and will be performed at the new performing arts space at the IMS campus. So we're doing a Sharon Playhouse production off campus, off site, about 5 minutes away. And we're very excited to add this program this year for our youth stage company members who are sort of getting ready to closer and closer to beginning their own professional careers. And that will be a performance of Once Upon a Mattress, the Broadway musical that was on Broadway last year with Sutton Foster. And that will play August 22nd through to August 24th. And we're very excited to be adding that to our lineup. It's a really exciting program, and it's going to feature a really talented cast of young people. And so while that's going on, we will be preparing for our next play, which is A.R. Gurney's comedy Sylvia, which is a wonderful and hilarious play that is a story about a man and his wife and the irrepressible dog named Sylvia, who is played by a human person who wreaks havoc and hilarity on their marriage. And it was a play that premiered in New York at Manhattan Theater Club back in the 90s, starring Sarah Jessica Parker in the title role. And in 2015, it appeared on Broadway with Annaleigh Ashford in the title role. And so we're really excited to be bringing a comedy of this level to the Sharon Playhouse.
And in September, along with that, that's in September, but I see a lot more on your agenda as well.
Yeah, in September, we've got a couple of fun things going on in addition to our final main stage play. But before that, we will do a special benefit staged reading of Charles Bush's play Die, Mommy, Die, which is an outrageous comedy that I actually appeared in the original production of in 1999 in Los Angeles, and then subsequently directed it off-Broadway in 2007, following the movie version, which had come out in 2002 or 2003. So it's an outrageous and wild comedy that we're doing as a special staged reading, much like we did The Tale of the Allergist Wife last year. And people just love coming to see Charles in person, and he wanted to come back. And so we said, let's bring back another fun play and let's do Die, Mommy, Die. And at the same time, we will be doing our fifth annual Writers' Playground Festival of new 10-minute plays written by local authors who are from the area and performed and directed by local talented actors that we have in our community. And that will take place in September 18th and 19th. And then at the end of the month, we will be bringing up Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, which we're very excited about. I believe Emily Sell told me that this is the first time that the Playhouse will be presenting a thriller, a mystery on the stage. And so we're thrilled to be bringing that. And we've got a wonderful company prepared to do that show. And it's going to be directed by Hunter Foster, who is, directed Rock of Ages for us last year. So he wanted to come back. People just really love to come back to the Sharon Playhouse.
Now, I've noticed you've spoken a lot about the youth involved, and I think that we should probably talk a little bit about how the youth get involved in this.
So the Youth Stage Company, we had auditions back in February for Once Upon a Mattress, and we had people come out, young people come out to audition for that. And back in January, we had signups for all of these shows for the young actors and their families to sign up for to be in these productions, which are sort of like 1 week or 2 week camps that they sign up for, and then they come and the shows are put on in a week and they get to do one or two performances, which is very, very, very exciting. So those are all cast and ready to go. But I tell you, the quality of these productions are just wonderful. And so it's exciting for other young people to come and see the performances by these young casts with their families and with their neighbors and friends. It really is a wonderful community building program. And it's really the jewel in our crown at the Sharon Playhouse, as we like to say. We're very proud of the Sharon Playhouse Youth Stage Company. We're here to bring fun and joy to this community. I like to think of the Sharon Playhouse as a joy factory. And my motto is that it's called a play. And if we're not having fun, how do we expect the audiences to have fun? So we really like to have a real overarching feeling of joy and fun as we work very hard. But we like to really know that what we're doing is made with joy, is made with honor and made with pleasantness. You know, we so that there's a really good feeling of work. And pride in our work as we go forth to bring this joy to our community and beyond, so that people really come to the Sharon Playhouse as a destination for the arts, for the feeling, for the vibe, on our campus. We want y'all to come and really just experience this really wonderful theater that is, you know, a hub of entertainment in the Sharon community.
Yeah, and there's certainly a difference when you're in a venue with the people and the acting going on and the stage sets changing that cannot be duplicated on YouTube or on the television or even in a movie theater.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, it's really interesting to remember that everything we're doing here is live, it's handmade, it's human. It's the difference between, you know, looking at a picture of a famous painting in a book, in a coffee table book or in the library, but and then actually going to the museum or going to the gallery and seeing the painting, living a painting. It's really, there's nothing like live theater. You know, going to a movie is great. Going, you know, reading a book is great. But there is just something kinetic about being in an audience and experiencing live performance happening right before you. That is just life enhancing.
Yeah, well, and these days with all the technology, this experience is one that people are getting less and less of. Because as it stands, it takes money to put all this together, and you've got to have a lot of support from people in the community to make this work.
That's absolutely true, and we are so grateful to our supporters, to our donors, to our patrons, everybody who comes, who believes in what we do and in what we do together for the community and with the community. And that's it's we just we couldn't do it anything that we do without you. And so we're thrilled to be able to present seasons like this and to bring the vibrancy and the entertainment and the joy to the summer and into the fall of 2025. And in fact, we like to say that our season continues all the way into December because once we sort of have our fall classes, then we're going to have our annual holiday youth stage show, which happens in our Bach Gallery Theater. So we're working all the time to bring that joy, to bring that fun to the community.
Well, maybe you'll go year round pretty soon.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well,
Wouldn't
I've
that be
seen the evolution, like the Salisbury ski jumps. They have been evolving over time, and they're becoming an activity that is going on all year long. And you would think that it would be impossible, but no, with again modern technology, they can make the snows, they can do what they need to do, and
Wow.
it goes from having been just a ski jump to now something that is similar to what you're doing. There's training going on. They're trying to get the young people interested in ski jumping, so they do many activities just as you're doing to get them
Right.
involved, because the actual experience itself, again, like we were talking in theater, the experience, it can't be read in a book. It can't be watched on the YouTube and stuff. You have to do it. You have to
That's
be
right.
involved. So
That's right. And we were very happy this year. We were in the winter, we were able to bring Campbell Scott and Gretchen Mol to read A.R. Gurney's love letters around Valentine's Day in our Bach Theater. We were so happy to be able to have that winter programming, which was really great. And then our campus is buzzing in the winter with our classes that we have going on too. So we really keep things moving here at the Sharon Playhouse, and we're grateful for all the people who come through our doors. We really are.
I'm looking at your website, and on the front page, we have a place for tickets. Are tickets available now for any of these shows, or when do
They
tickets become
sure are.
available? They
They sure
are.
are. Tickets have been on sale since we went on sale in early February, and so everything is available right is at the moment. So please get your tickets early and get them often.
Bring your friends, give them as gifts.
Collect them all. Collect them
That's
all.
right.
See them all. We're
Bring.
here all summer, and the programs change, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And the patio comes alive, and the campus comes alive, and it's just a really great way to be. And when we have our casts here, it's just all the more energizing with all the people who come to create the work together.
Yeah, and you can make a whole experience out of just with this as the centerpiece of going out to eat a night out outdoors on the patio and stuff indoors with the performances. I mean, you can't you're not going to get that experience anywhere else.
That's right. That's right. It's all happening at the Sharon
And
Playhouse.
it's all in the it's
The
all the
place to be. It's the
yeah.
place to be.
The in-person re or the in-person reactions, unlike what we had during the pandemic. We were
Exactly.
not allowed to go out there and have the human experience. That's what I was looking for. Sometimes I'm looking for a word, but it doesn't come out.
Believe me, I identify with
I
that.
would be bad on stage. I would be the guy that stands in the corner, no lines for him, because he can't remember his own name. So, well, it's been great talking to you. And this again, we have been talking with Carl Andrus. He is with the Sharon Playhouse, director of, or artistic director, I guess, director of art. And you can find on the SharonPlayhouse.org all the information you need about the upcoming 2025 season, as well as the ability to purchase tickets, and everything is available now. So, as he said, get your tickets because they only have so much space, too. So, there will be a limitation. So, buy early and often.
And we look forward to seeing you. We'll see you at the Playhouse.